In the pregame show, we chat with Baldwin head coach Gavin Prosser. Coach, the Highlanders 6-5 overall, but more importantly, 3-1 in Section 4 action. Your thoughts on the way things have gone so far for your team?
Section play, we've been playing well. You know, the one loss we had against Lebo, we were in the game. You know, just the ball didn't bounce our way a few times, and we didn't come up with the win. But they're playing hard, and, you know, that's really all you can ask for.
Speaking with you last year, you said your team was struggling to attain a consistent mindset on a day-to-day basis. Do you feel like your team this season has improved upon that?
Yeah, absolutely. We come in with a much better work ethic than we had last year. Every day, you know, we're focused. We have energy. We're working hard. And, you know, it's showing.
I happened to talk with you a couple of days ago, and I know you mentioned that, you know, the team from practice on really is working hard. So you see that from pretty much before you even get to the game, it starts from practice and moves forward from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you practice what you played. 21 games guaranteed in a season, and you practice almost every other day, you know. So you practice a lot more than you play. So the work ethic really has to start there.
Baldwin won its section opener on December 11th against a very good Peters Township team, 48-35. Did that game, especially on opening night, give the team a little bit of a confidence booster?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you always want to start the section playoff right, especially playing at home. And, you know, we played hard, we got a win, and you know, that's the most important thing.
Looking at some of your individuals, sophomore Lauren Gilbert had a bust-out season as a freshman, and your team's leading scorer this season now as a sophomore. Hey, what kind of talent is she?
Lauren is a basketball player. You know, she loves the game. She's a gym rat. She's very coachable. You know, she works extremely hard. And, you know, she does all the things that you look for. In a player, especially a point guard.
Amanda Larkin, another talented guard who's headed to Point Park University, your alma mater. What kind of player is Point Park getting next year?
Amanda's an extremely hardworking girl. You know, she has a lot of experience, you know, in the starting lineup playing in this section, which is, you know, always one of the toughest sections in the Whippeel. You know, I think she's going to help them out tremendously down there.
The Highlanders have nice size with 6'2 Carly Lutz and 6'1 Amanda Wood. What kind of presence do they give your team down low?
You know, it's always nice to have a couple girls who are around the 6 foot height. You know, so we've been working with them about you know, just demanding the ball from the guards a little bit more and going after rebounds a little more aggressively. You know, and they've started to do that in the last few days.
Tonight, Baldwin has a road contest against Upper St. Clair. The Highlanders certainly have a height advantage in this game as the Panthers basically start 5 guards. Do you hope to utilize that advantage tonight?
Well, we hope to, you know, take advantage where we can. You know, we get most of our points right now from the guards' positions. But, you know, when a shot goes up, we rely on those two girls specifically to go after the ball. And, you know, when they get it, put it right back up. You know, utilize that size advantage as much as they can.
And Baldwin and Upper St. Clair are in a 3-way tie for second place in the section with 3-1 records. Talking with you earlier, you mentioned how the team needs to learn how to win on the road. How big would it be to get that done tonight against USC?
Oh, it would be really, really big. You know, anytime you can get a road win in this section, it's a really good thing. You know, every game we step on the floor, we look to play as hard as we can, as well as we can, and hopefully that will lead to a win.
It's Baldwin head coach Gavin Prosser. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you.